Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo. And Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out SaveSiblings.com for more, and follow us on Instagram at Save Siblings. All right, let's get to the show. Today, we are going to be discussing the absolute necessity for financial literacy. It's funny, a couple of days ago, Chloe and I were just hanging out with our folks, and a lot of, you know, financial literacy topics came up, and, you know, our folks were really pouring into us, you know, positive, habitual things to do with your money that will eventually result in some wealth building. And one of the things I think is so crazy is that it's not really normal conversation when you're hanging out with your friends, when you're younger with your parents, and we want to change that.
Exactly.
Because this is not something
that... knowledge is power.
You better preach
and
it.
And half of us are not knowledgeable. I just want to read the definition real
quick. You better read that.
People don't know. So financial literacy is the possession of the set of skills and knowledge that allows an individual to make informed and effective decisions with all of their finance resources. With all of their finance resources. Informed and effective decisions.
You better preach
it. That's powerful.
Because one of the biggest differences between, you know, people that have a lot of money, people that don't have a lot of money, is simply the habitual things that they are doing with it.
It's simply education, if you think about it. It comes out
of
it. People that don't know how to, that have no money, don't know anything about money. That's why they don't have any. They're not educated in it.
Let's start off with the basics. You have money that comes in.
Yes.
You are going to want to save a greater percentage of that money than you decide to allot for spending on things.
Or not necessarily amount. Just a percentage.
No, a greater amount.
Okay.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Okay.
If you are just starting out, you should probably do a greater amount. But yes, just conceptualizing saving is also has its place too.
Something, let's say someone who's never saved, they're not going to save, I feel like, a greater amount because they're going to be like, I'm going to have no money.
Yeah,
but if you start
10%.
With a small percentage, you can accumulate that over time. And then as you make more money, you save more. I feel like a lot of times when we get together as friends, we always just laugh and joke about how broke we are, but we don't talk about how to fix that.
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about today. We
you
just make like,
preach it. We
I
are
have no money.
About-
I ain't got no money, but we're out here shopping. We're not talking about, well, how do we get money? How do we keep money?
Let's reduce the shopping and let's increase the percentage that we're saving every time we get a check that comes in.
Yeah.
So save 20%, 25% instead of 10%.
And if you want to go shopping, then you need to work some more that week. Work some extra hours.
And then this is also the other aspect of financial literacy is understanding the concepts of bills and the concepts of the financial strains that adults have that kids might not have. It's important to educate kids on this as they're growing up.
Exactly.
So they can understand that, oh, okay, I understand the concept of we wouldn't have this running water if my parents
didn't pay the bill.
I think it's so important to talk about those concepts with your kids so that they are so used to them by the time they actually experience them. They're so knowledgeable and so aware that it's not a big deal to them anymore.
Wait, what? You pay bills? We do this? I remember I graduated high school and I didn't fully understand what a mortgage was. And I was a high school graduate. I didn't really know how to balance a checkbook. I feel like that's things we need to know from a child.
Yeah.
Like I got to college like, what?
And we're keeping it basic here. We're not financial advisors.
Oh, yeah,
but
no.
I definitely would recommend getting a Roth IRA. And contributing to it, a younger, of course, the better, the earlier you start, the better. Like if you're 18, 19,
start
20,
saving now.
You should think about a Roth IRA if you're 18, 19, 20.
Exactly.
And even a life insurance policy. If you're like 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, between 20 and 30, yeah, you should think about getting one.
Exactly. But we don't think about any of this stuff.
Exactly. That's why we're talking about it today on Save
Siblings. We're too busy. TikTok dancing. Trying to be the
My
next viral.
Made me feel like I would never train.
We're trying to be the next viral sensation. And it's like, well, we need to know how to manage our money. What are you going to do if you get a bunch of influx of money and you don't know how to manage it? I can tell you what you're going to do with it. You're going to lose all of it. You're not going to have any.
You better
get an accountant. You better get a lawyer.
You better preach it. But to all those parents out there that have kids that are, you know, toddlers, between the ages of like 10 and 13, 14, 15, start teaching them financial literacy. Start helping them understand the expenses of an adult so they can start to conceptualize what they need to do to thrive.
Because I feel like if you do that, your kids will be less shocked by adulthood. I feel like when I got to adulthood, I don't even know if it's happened, but I felt like I was shocked by half the stuff that I needed to do.
Yeah.
And I felt like I'm unprepared. So we're trying to help you better prepare the next generation and better prepare yourself.
Do not be afraid to talk about money with your kids. Break
it
down for them.
Or even
let
if you give them
an
allowance, say, now I think that you should save a portion of this allowance. So you can teach them saving from like a young age. You know what I mean? Like give them an allowance. Or even like tooth fairy age. Oh, the tooth fairy gave you all this money. Why don't you save $5 of it for later?
That's straight.
That's
facts.
What we're saying. Start young because.
Start them off the minute they start talking.
Exactly.
Start saying, you want to learn about money? You want to learn about money?
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's get to the Sunday Shocker.
Let's roll
that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have he work Ashi and the sea. It's not a. Guys, Kanye West announced he's running for president.
What? Yay.
We have literally gotten a new thing. Every month it's something new.
It's yay.
And so this month it's, yes, Kanye is running for president, and you know he already has support from Elon Musk.
That's my main man, Elon.
Yes. So this was he tweeted it out on July 4th, and this is what he said. We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States. Hashtag 2020 vision.
I mean, I respect it.
Me too.
I mean, if you're gonna make a play like that.
Just do it. I mean, he had been talking about it for a minute. So it's not as surprising, but it was still like, wow, like he's really doing this.
That's respect.
So, guys.
Crushing it. You heard it here first. Kanye West has decided to officially announce he's running for president of the United States. Interesting.
God bless America. All right, guys. Don't forget.
Subscribe.
Share the podcast with a friend. Leave a 5-star rating and a positive comment. And maybe a funny something. We love to laugh.
And don't forget to read your Bible.